I'm the director of the FLEISEL. It's an institution that exists since 20 years, and it's characterized by the very strong architecture, which is a Gothic hall from the 16th century. And this aspect makes it very interesting in this the idea of the exhibition space of contemporary art. It's the exact opposite of a white cube space. So that means that each time that there is an exhibition, that mainly they are solo exhibitions, sometimes they are group exhibitions like this one, there is a completely other attitude of the artist toward the space. And that, in a certain way, is a way to find an alternative solution to the white space and all the problematic of the white space, because from one hand, they are really practical, because they are completely open for a lot of possibilities of display. From the other hand, they lack a lot of identity, and of course, identity is very important always to expose art. And a very interesting aspect is in the time of globalization is also the contextualization of the art. And so, what is nice about the space of the FLEISEL is that you can always, you know, when you see an image, you know that is that space. So, it's a small space, but in the last year there were an increasing number of visitors, 40,000, and since this year we are starting also a politic of to let pay the entrance. Before it was for free, so that is also the reason why there were so many visitors for a small institution. And the new idea is to let decide to the public the price, and that is a kind of interesting idea, because in this way the public is also giving a kind of value of what they are going to see. It's an idea to make also the visitor to give an evaluation of with money, and it's quite interesting, because the result of these first weeks of this new entrance public policy is that actually people are giving more than the price that we were thinking to put as a fixed price, and then of course you give always the opportunity to see the space for free, and that is quite interesting. The exhibition is an exhibition about the Netherlands, and the title is coming from the historian Johan Huizinga, but in a way, there is also a kind of subtitle, which was the reason to make this show, and is what is happening in Holland in time of changes. And for the first time in this country, there was a big change of in the cultural policy of how to fund art. And for the first time, there are big cuts, and there are also a kind of another idea of what is culture, what is art. So the very strange perspective that the art, contemporary art, is actually is a sponsor for a nation, for a city, for a region, and is a very important image that is creating, and is turned to be actually a problem, and to something that is only for a small part of the population. And this is quite interesting how there is a kind of reflection in the art production of this time. So I invite 15 artists to deal with that they were dealing with this topic, and in the two spaces of the space, so which is one is the Gothic space, the other is the more white cube, and the idea was the quotation of Huizinga was based about how he was working on the changes and the autumn of the Middle Ages. How the culture was changes, trying to characterize stronger, to stress out several formal elements in a moment of period of change. And this is also this idea of what means modernism in our time. What is happening with modernism in a time we actually since late 70s we are talking about postmodernism, but still we cannot really say that we are out of a modernist, or at least we see a lot in the art the return of modernist formal elements, and a lot of the idea what is also the past, and also this idea of modernity. What is what I think is an interesting reason the functionality of the techniques, for example, in the art scene today, it's very interesting because this relation with art and technique is based about this inversion of proportion. For us, the technology is less for a very short time. So we have that we have in a very quick time obsolete elements that we use now, and then they disappear from the functionality. And with art is actually happening the opposite. So art is getting more important with time. So it's easier for the broad public, you know, to see the older art, and also the value of the art is increasing in time. So it's kind of interesting, this idea of how technology became obsolete and art is using time almost as a material. And this historization of the contemporary art, of the contemporary situation, is quite interesting. Also, for example, that for an artist to use a 60 millimeters or the last digital technology is in a way is the same, because for the concept of time of the artwork is much larger than the time of the last device of technology that we know that in a few years it will be old. And maybe for several reasons, the digital technology will be much more complicated to reuse in the future than a 60 millimeter or a via projector. So when we see so many artists dealing with 60 millimeters, with via projectors, with Polaroids, with everything that actually is disappeared and is a kind of we can find only in museum of design and not anymore in the everyday life. It's not used because it's only an aesthetical point of view. It's not used only because it's of course the image of the dia projection, light projection of an image of a 60 millimeters is a different image than a plasma or than a beamer. But it's also because the idea of time is for the artist completely different than for just the idea of the present. So the artwork is never only based about the present. That is very interesting when we think about the condition of the exhibition, that is the exhibition as a opening date and an expiring of the time of the exhibition. But then you have this idea of what is surviving of an exhibition. And basically, there are three things that are surviving an exhibition: is the, of course, the artwork that are not made only for the exhibition. All the documentation, the images, the catalogs, the publication, and all the material. And you have, of course, the direct experience of the public, no? The third level of documenting. And this is interesting because at the end, the growing number of exhibition and the growing number of the developing of contemporary art in the exhibition space makes also this kind of problematic of the work that is related with the present. So the idea of temporary exhibition is creating also a very strong element of the art and the present. And so actually this idea of the present is quite interesting because there's George Agamben who wrote a very nice small book about contemporary, what's contemporary, and then he stressed out that contemporary is placed in the darkness, and then so you cannot see the contemporary, but you can feel it. You can have an idea of the contemporary, but you have not a visual idea of what is contemporary. And then he's making this relation that what is contemporary is not actual. So this is a very interesting idea of what is doing Agamben, that we can see it also in the art, how the art is very related about the idea of contemporary in the sense that it's historical and not, it's not only actual, so it's trying to survive in the time. The exhibition, there are several positions about also what are the materials. So technically there are a lot of element about display. One of the main works is in the center of the space is a work of Martin Hendricks, which is this big structure That is the book of Huizinga. And the big structure of is a structure that Martijn Hendricks took from an image of Art Forum that was made in an article about abstract expressionists, and it was an image that was used in from the Civic Museum in 2001 after the restoration of a big Barney Newman painting, which was damaged during with a vandal attack from one visitor. And that was the second time that Barney Newman was damaged in the Stedelijk Museum, and so the city of Amsterdam pushed the director at the time, Rudy Fuchs, to create a kind of barrier to in order to see the work, but not to to go close to the work. And so it's interesting that Rudy Fuchs didn't want to have a very boring structure of museums, but he asked to an artist, Marin Schouten, to produce an installation that was actually made for the display space. So it was interesting to ask an artist to create something functional, and at the end of the exhibition, this work was destroyed, and with the glass was made in the blue of Mario Metz. So it's a very interesting how this process of destroying art and then protecting art and this relation of destroying and protecting and creating is actually based about an idea of display. And this idea of display is always this danger of display, you know, this dying of exposure, Bruce Naumann was saying. That is quite interesting how this idea of the functionality of something in the exhibition space and this condition of to be a work that is in the exhibition space to show or to be an artwork. Another interesting subject that there is in the show is the economy. This is a work of Remco Torenbos, a young artist that is dealing a lot with the economy. And the element of politics related to economy. These works are some bricks of concrete that are mixed with Financial Times newspaper, and so in a certain way is using the material of the crisis of the economy in a very concrete way. So this idea of this very strong, heavy problem of the physicality of the sculpture with something financial, which is immaterial. And this is nice, this idea that also is quite interesting how many artists are dealing with traditional materials in the last year. So we see a lot of the coming back of like bronze or like stone or like wood that 10, 15 years ago was quite difficult to see in the mid 90s of the beginning of the last decade was something that was everything was based more about new technology or installation or the space as a material. And since the last year there's this very interesting way how artists are going back to academic material, and there's of course a kind of relation to the idea of why these artists are using these materials. And there's also there in a certain way there's a kind of critique of the duration of the present, and to at the end to use materials which are basically invented in the art to last for a long time. And this is very interesting, the idea to put together this idea of conservation and display in the same time. Another aspect of the exhibition is that the crisis of the image. So how in the time of Photoshop, of the manipulation of the image, still the image has such a strong value in our society, how everybody believes in image so much, but at the same time it's a very easy way to change image. There are some artists that are working a lot with the reusing of images of the past, like the work of Batya Suter. She reused works from old books of scientific books and graphics, and she put together different layers, and she creates a kind of third image. And the interesting aspect of this process is that the blowing up of the image and the construction of this this different format, it creates this this interesting way that the technique is going to be a part of the world. So the very strong structure of the reproduced image that is basically almost always constructed by points, no, by or pixels or the technical of printing is coming in a very strong way as a part of the image. And that is also the work of Piet Dilleman, where he's using a lot of images of the art and of the society, and then they are basically they are kind of op artifact where you have to have a precise point, otherwise you cannot see any more the image. And Rob Johannesma, it's was using some images of the archive of the museum, the Pearson Museum in Amsterdam, and that was interesting because they made the first catalog about these old slides of the beginning of the century, and these slides in a certain way, this documentation of the collection of the museum, in a certain way, it became an artwork itself. And so it's also interesting how the documents are becoming more and more a kind of material for the artist. Now we have also there a kind of idea that not anymore the artwork itself, but the reproduction of the artwork in a certain way becomes the artistic object. Here we have also a kind of relation with a work of Remco Torenbos that he's using often textiles to related to political elements. Is of course is the color of the European Union, and the other work is Falco Pisano, and this the other side is this is work of Sarah van der Heijden that are 24 ethnological museums in Europe, and that is the interesting relation of these two works, this European flag from one side and the ethnological museum, how the European culture is also based about an idea that is changing also this year, how the Eurocentric idea of culture is becoming a kind of strange aware that the culture is not anymore inside a museum that can be in Europe, but it is something also in the past that is also belonging, something that is and on the corner there's a video of Martin Hendricks, which is a video of that he was doing in the studio, and he's moving this triangle of black triangle, and it's interesting how the black triangle is a post-production that he made on the computer, is a digital elaboration, and how actually the computer is, and the video is doing that in his studio, and so there's a kind of reference to Bruce Nauman, and all this very interesting subject of the studio of the artist, how important it was to create work, and how actually the computer became also a very important studio of the artist, and so how the digital dimension is part of in the exhibition. I invite also Roma Publication as a participant and not only as a publisher, and this idea was also coming from how artists are dealing with books and how strong is this relation. Of course it has always been a very strong relation, artist books or books that are almost a very strong documentation of the artwork, which is often the only element that survives of an exhibition. And I think that it's very interesting to put the book inside the exhibition, so to create this kind of loop of time, so that the documentation, the documented work will be inside the work of the space of the artwork. And that is, I think it's a very interesting kind of loop that we have in this moment, how actually the artist is looking back at the past, and how also many curators at the end they are working with this idea of rediscovering an artist. And so it's interesting actually that the exhibition that is now in the Casa Encendida of Javier Ontoria, that is a very interesting relation, and it's a very nice combination, because when I was making my list of the exhibition I was thinking that I was making this exhibition because I saw a lot of links between these arts, and it was a very evident body of work together. And then at the same time, I saw that Javier Ontori was doing an exhibition with some of the artists, even of the artwork in the exhibition in Middelburg. And the only big difference that he was balancing it with artists of the 60s, so invite also the historical artists like Bastian Ader, Jan Dibbets, Carfanel, Sunny Brown, and Marinus Busem. And this is interesting because this subject of rediscovering or reanalyzing the artists of the past is, in a certain way, from the curatorial point of view, the same what the artist is doing when he's using a 60mm projector, or when he's reusing or quoting artwork of the 60s and 70s. And then we saw that a lot. And it's interesting because for me was an exhibition was a very important reference, was now the late 60s and especially the beginning of the 70s. But without quoting that directly, but the reason for me that there is this kind of attention to this period is because the beginning of the 70s, like now, it's a very strong moment of crisis. And this crisis that there is in the society, in the economy, in the politics globally, no, it was exactly the same in the 70s. No, the oil crisis and the politic changes that at the time they were probably the main factor of influencing also the general culture and so also the arts. And so I think that this moment is also very sensible for what is happening in the society on a political point of view. This is a work of Sarah van der Heijden called Art History. There are 80 slides of elements that actually are always present in the art history especially in the paintings of the 20th century. And it's very interesting. It's a kind of catalog of forms. And when we see these elements, we have an idea of it can be close to our abstract art of the beginning of the avant-garde of informal art of the 50s. And she used only three colors, red, black and white. And it's a very interesting way to relate also to the idea of avant-garde, because when we think about avant-garde, so the beginning of the new avant-garde, especially the avant-garde were very, very concerned to use in the language the archaic elements. You know? So Malevich was with the Russian icons was very influenced, and Picasso with the African art, and so we see that actually this idea of archaism, you know, that we think that is something of the past, actually the idea of archaism is something that is more related, something that is to the roots of something original. So the base of the avant-garde of the modernity was based that is going very back to the back, it's going back to the origins and not going just back to the past. So that's a quite kind of interesting of the perspective that changed. This is a work of Bas van der Heur, which of course is also here we have this wall, which is at the same time a sculpture, but at the same time is a kind of a display structure in the exhibition where he then puts all these formal elements that are linked to modernity. Martin Enfeld is working with small elements of everyday life, and Les Carlack and Cope are doing with this reference to object commercial world. And this is another project of Carlack and Cope. It's a magazine they're making called Post, and they are putting this is the second number. And here I put the small sequence of a movie of Kiarostami, close up, and the movie is a spray which is falling down the hill, and so the book is rolled and it looks like a spray, and the idea to keep the wall, to put these books like it, there was a graffiti made. There's also work of Carlack and Cope, and it's a very small intervention of a number that you get when you leave your coat, and it's. This work is also in the Casa Encendida. This is in a 60mm version, but it's Gwenaëlle Bullins, which is making a kind of filling the space of the studio with the hand, and then it's kind of perimeting the exhibition space of the. So it's a very interesting, this idea of filling the space. And this is another work of her in the face up. It was a work presented also in an exhibition of the Videodrome, and it's also the relation between the space and the image. And she made a huge camera oscura, and the glass is the negative, and the picture what we see is the outcome of the negative, and the small structure where the light was coming in. And so she is using the exhibition space as a big camera. And so she's making this fusion between the image and the space. And this is a kind of a very interesting relationship. Here we have a work of Mark Naxon and Katja Mater. So also here we see this very strong return of formalist elements. And back another work of Katja Mater. And so this is one of the series of exhibition about Holland I'm going to do. This is I think one moment where we can think that there is a kind of relation between the historical period and what is happening also in Holland in this moment, and at the same time is a way to have a it's possible to make it again bigger. It's a moment where, thank you. And it's an interesting moment where history is playing a kind of interesting role. The big work of Rob Jannesma, which is a big tapestry that was recently bought by the Louvre. It's interesting how there was this idea of also of Europe and of unifying Europe in the past, and so there was the Jeanne d'Arc and the 100 years of war with England, and so basically it's interesting to see how the artist is blowing up an image from the Frankfurter Zeitung, Allgemeine Zeitung, and printing with a modern technology on a kind of very special paper that lasts for centuries. A very strong paper was used also in old books, and showing actually that there's a kind of repetition in history, which is very interesting. That puts also in a kind of more relative way the idea of the present, and the idea that the contemporary is in a temporal point of view much broader, much complexer than the idea of present and of everything is that is globalized and developed in the same moment. So I think this is a very interesting situation of this dimension of history in the contemporary art.